fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. His faithful Indian companion, Tonto, the masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. His strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness put an end to the rule of might over right on the frontier. It was he, more than any other man, who drove the outlaws from the new territory and brought peace and security to honest men and women. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! We're heading south for Terra Grande! It's going to be trouble! Hello, Silver! Hawaii!
Jackson! Jackson, where are you? Where is that doggone deputy of mine? Jackson! Where are you?
In the border town of Cara Grande, Sheriff Harkness stamped through the town, calling for young Randy Jackson, his deputy. The sheriff was mad, and as his voice grew hoarse with yelling, he became even more angry. By the time he reached the Cara Grande jailhouse, Sheriff Harkness was fit to be tied.
Jackson! Jackson! If I ever lay eyes on that deputy, I'll rip his hide up for buggy whips. Looked all over town for him. Fellered my lungs out of him. Oh, doggone door, all a stitch tight. Letting something like that happen in my jail? Why, it's a disgrace. So here you are.
Hello, Sheriff. I heard you was looking for me.
Oh, you heard it, did you?
Yeah.
I've been shouting and bellering all over town like a bull calf that lost his mother. Where you been, Jackson?
Oh, I've been riding, Sheriff. Just took me a little trot out of town.
Oh, you did.
Something wrong, Sheriff?
Something wrong? Is something... Look here, Jackson. You're my deputy. You was here in the jailhouse this morning.
Sure I was.
Yeah. This morning and right through midday dinner. We had two prisoners and you gave them the grub, didn't you?
Yeah, same like always. Your daughter Abby cooked it and brung it in. I took it into the prisoners. It was mighty tasty, too.
And right after you finished, you left this here jail.
Yeah, same like always. The other deputy came in and I left. Funny thing, the other deputy ain't here now.
He's out, calling the town for you. We both was. Jackson, I want to ask you just one question. When you walked out of this jailhouse, where did you leave the keys?
Huh?
The keys to the two cells.
Oh, I left them on the hook, same as always, Sheriff.
Yeah? Well, take a look.
What? Well, they ain't there.
No, they ain't. Deputy Baker noticed that when he come in.
Gosh, I can't figure out where I left them.
Baker found them.
Oh, well, then it's all right.
He found them and he left them right where they was. And if you'll follow me, I'll show you. Open that door to the cells.
Sure.
Do you see him?
Well, what do you know? I left him right in front of Smokey's cell.
Yeah, and take a look in that cell. Push the door.
Sheriff, I don't savvy what's eating you. Because a fella lets a couple of keys drop, you don't...
Jackson, now you got the whole story.
The cell's empty. Smokey's gone.
Sure he's gone. You drop these keys right where he can get his hooks on them. He opened this cell door and walked out.
Gosh, Sheriff, I don't know what to say.
It ain't time for saying. It's time for doing.
I'll get him back, Sheriff. Smokey ain't nothing much, just a small-time grub stealer. I'll get right after him.
You'd better get him back, Jackson.
And you don't need a posse, Sheriff. I can handle it myself.
A posse? For that chicken stealer? You're doggone right you're going alone. Sending more than one man out for him is like sending 1,000 wolves after one stray lamb. But understand this, Jackson.
I got my horse outside.
Understand this. If you don't bring Smokey back, I'm taking that shiny badge away from you. Either you corral him or you ain't no more deputy. And the way I feel about it right now, I don't give a hang either way. Now get.
When we should reach Cara Grande soon after dark, Tonto.
It's not far.
The name of the sheriff is Harkness. I hope he knows where our man is.
We after him plenty long time.
Tonto, we'll capture Seeley if it's the last thing we do. Even if we have to trail him clear west across the Rockies.
You sure him come this way?
Seeley was reported heading in the general direction about a month ago. That's all we have.
What that?
Tonto, stop. One horse coming up the trail.
Huh. Him round Ben, Kemosabe.
Get back into the trees. Prefer that we see him before he sees us. Luckily, he hasn't heard us over the sound of his own horse.
You think maybe him, Seeley?
It couldn't possibly be Seeley, Tutter. That would be too much of a coincidence. Quiet.
It's one feller.
All alone, yes.
What that shine on this?
The deputy's badge, Tutter. Steady now, he's slowing up. Let's watch.
Fool, boss. Ain't doing us a mighty good just wandering along. All we gotta do is figure out which way Smokey headed for. I sure gotta find him if Sheriff Harkness will take my badge away for good. Hey, horse, look here. There's tracks, hoof prints. Maybe I run right smack into Smokey's trail, maybe.
Those tracks are from our horses, deputy.
What in blazes? A masked man, a redskin. Where's my gun?
Don't slap, Luther. We're friends.
You're outlaws, you mean? A masked man, a renegade Injun.
Don't be a fool, deputy. We could beat you to the draw.
I don't want no advice from... How'd you figure I was a deputy?
That easy. You wear badge.
Yeah.
Let me give you a word of advice. A badge pinned on a vest makes a perfect target. Put it in your pocket. Now, this man Smokey you're hunting might draw a bead on it.
Well, not Smokey, mister. He ain't the shooting kind. Just a chicken stealer.
I see. And by the way, you mentioned Sheriff Harkness, didn't you?
I'm his deputy.
We've been trailing a man named Seeley, a gunfighter. Has the sheriff any idea of his whereabouts?
You're trailing him?
Yes. I have credentials, which I'll show to the sheriff if necessary.
Oh. Gent named Seeley. I reckon you better ask the sheriff, mister.
And where can I find him?
Back in Cara Grande. Where'd you think?
I thought you said you were out trailing a man named Smokey.
Yeah, broke out of the calaboose.
And the sheriff is back in town?
Yeah, like I told you, this fella Smokey ain't much of a nothing. It was my fault he got away, so I gotta catch him my own self.
I see.
The sooner I get him, the sooner I'll be back. Maybe I can help with catching this gunfighter, huh?
You hold this escaped prisoner lightly.
Oh, I tell you, Smokey ain't nothing. Golly, I better get moving, though. Sheriff Harkness is set to grab my badge if I don't. Adios. See you in town, maybe.
Him plenty young.
Yes, Tutter. I hope he finds his man.
Ah.
You think the sheriff would send a more experienced hand than that one?
Maybe so we help.
We haven't time, Tutter. Our mission is to get after Seeley. This way. We're heading for Cara Grande.
Oh, you didn't. You mean you sent Vandy out all alone?
No, Abby, honey, you stop fretting. He'll be as right as rain.
He's all alone.
Now, listen, honey. Maybe I should have sent another deputy out along with him. But Jackson sent himself out on that limb, and he's got to get himself off it. Besides, this feller Smokey don't amount to a hill of beans.
You're just saying that.
I ain't. Honey, no matter how violent mad I was, I wouldn't put Randy's life in danger. I tell you, a 12-year-old kid could corral Smokey. Well, you've seen Smokey around the jail. You brung the meals in.
Well, he was awful hangdog-looking, wasn't he?
Quiet as a field mouse.
You're sure Randy's all right?
Absolute.
Why? Yes, I was sort of skittish.
Reckon you got plenty of reason, being as you're sweet on the youngster. Now, just sit down, Abby. We'll wait
no,
for
No, Pa, I feel a heap relieved, but I reckon I'll go sit outside.
I figure you'll see him sooner, huh? All right, Abby, you go ahead.
If he comes, I'll let you know right quick.
Where, Sheriff?
Redskin, what do you want here?
Me want Sheriff.
Sheriff? You're a stranger here, Injun.
That right. We come long trail. We meet deputy, him say sheriff here in...
Deputy? There must be Randy, Randy Jackson. You spoke to him?
Me not know name.
Is he all right? Nothing happened to him?
Oh.
Is that what you're here for? Did something happen to Randy? Well, tell me quick.
Him all right.
You're sure?
Well, Tonto not come for that, but him all right.
Oh, I'm so worried. I said not to, but I reckon I just can't help it.
And me want sheriff.
Oh, yeah. Just 1 second. I'll...
You needn't bother, Abby. I heard you talking. All right, Redskin. Who are you?
You, sheriff?
I've been sheriff for 5 years. I know every man, woman, and child in this territory. And I don't know you.
Oh, I saw Randy. Randy's all right.
Yeah, honey. State your business, Injun.
You come with me. Me got friend waiting.
Huh?
You come. Friend want you.
Oh, who is he?
Me not give name.
Injun, you think I'm plumb loco? I don't know you. I don't know your pard. Why don't he mosey here like regular folk?
Him not come to town. Him wear mask.
Wearing a mask? Well, that ends it. Injun, just because my deputy ain't none too smart, don't think I'm the same.
You not come?
Head straight for an ambush? Well, he's most likely an outlaw. Injun, I'll tell you what I'm gonna do. I'm going to slap you behind bars and go after your masked pard with a posse. Now move right through there.
Paul!
Draw a gun on me, huh? Injun, put that gun down.
Friend say, get sheriff. We go now.
Injun, you can't get away with this. There'll be a posse heading this way as soon as Abby can spread the word.
You keep on trail.
Wait till I see this mask part of yours. I'll light into him like...
Him come now.
Jumping, Cactus, look at that white horse.
Come on, Silver!
Silver. He called that horse Silver. A masked man riding a horse named Silver. Injun, what's your handle?
Me tell you before. Me Tonto.
Well, I'll be... A masked man and an Injun named Tonto. I reckon that there's the Lone Ranger.
Isn't that right?
I'll see you brought it, Kemosabe.
Mister, you can tell the engine he don't need the gun. Not now. I didn't know you was the Lone Ranger.
Sheriff, Tonto and I are on the trail of a killer.
A killer, huh? Ain't here to none around Cara Grande.
So your deputy said, but we'd like to make sure. Man we're looking for might be hiding out. He's about 5'8", Sheriff. Black hair and dark complexion.
Nope.
He has a scar on his right cheek. That's shaped like the letter L.
What? What's that?
You know him?
Mister, I sure do. A scar on his right cheek? He's been using the name of Smokey. He broke out of jail this noon.
Scar Seeley broke out of jail? Then why aren't you after him with a posse?
Mister, he wasn't acting like no tough hombre. We had him marked for nothing but a no-account chicken thief. I sent Randy Jackson after him alone. Jackson figures he's trailing a mouse, and he'll walk right into a snarling catamount.
I've seen you duck into that mesquite patch. Come on out now, like a good little fella, before I have to get mean about it.
Listen to him, Manuel.
Feely, that one, he's all alone.
You sure? I don't aim to run into no posse.
The back trail is clear. He's alone.
Smokey, if you ain't out before I...
All right, Jackson, I'm coming out right now. This is going to be good, Manuel. Stay here.
I wait, dear.
Well, it's about time you done like I told you. Ain't you ashamed of yourself, Smokey? Breaking jail and... Where'd you get them guns?
I can use them, Jackson. See? Now, don't move, savvy. The next shot won't be wasted.
Smokey, yeah.
And the name ain't Smokey, savvy. The name's Seeley. Scar Seeley. I'm a killer, savvy. And I figure I'll start with you.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.
Thank you.
Now to continue our story. When Abdi Harkness spread the word that her father had been forced to leave town with an Indian at the point of a gun, a posse gathered quickly. But before the posse arrived, the sheriff learned from the Lone Ranger that the criminal his young deputy was trailing was not Smokey the chicken thief, but Scar Seeley, a gunman and a killer. As the posse drew up, Harkness shouted,
"Hold up! Hold up! Don't shoot! Nobody shoot!"
Are you all right? You ain't hurt.
Slack up them reins, Abby. There ain't no trouble here. This fella's the Lone Ranger.
The Lone Ranger? Man, look at that horse.
It's him right now.
There ain't no trouble here, but there's a plenty around someplace. Now,
Sheriff, do you mind if I handle this?
Mister, I sure wish you would. For all I know, Randy Jackson's already run into that killer.
Killer? Boy, you said Smokey ain't no killer.
Abby, honey, Smokey ain't the real name of the feller we had in jail. He's a two-gun toter named Scar Seeley, and he's done murder aplenty.
Randy Seeley, the man, he don't even know his bed.
Please, let's get busy on this. There's no time for delay. The thing to do is to pick up that trail before it gets cold, before Seeley and Jackson meet. Tonto. We crossed Jackson this morning. You recall where it was?
It's not far from here. That way.
Right. Now, Sheriff, you men, here's what we're going to do. Tonto and I will lead you to that spot. Then we'll fan out. Two men together.
I get you, mister. It's a pretty open country that way. We can cover a heap of territory.
And once we get there, Tonto and I will go ahead. Our horses are faster than yours. Does it sound all right to you, men?
Yes.
Then we move.
Oh, please, please, hurry.
Oh, hold up a second. It plumb slipped my mind. Abby, you can't go along with us.
Oh, poor, it's Randy.
This is a posse. We're heading for trouble. Now, you head back for Cara Grande and stay there.
Mister, I want to go along.
He's your father, Abby. Besides, we'll be traveling much faster than your pony can cover ground.
All right, I'll head back for town, Paul, but please, please take care of Randy.
Don't fret none, Abby, honey. We'll take care of Randy. And we'll take care of Seeley, too.
All right, men. Follow us. Go on, Seeley.
Get him up, Scout.
Hold on, Seeley. Hold on.
Here we are. Slow up.
Huh? On this place. No trail here.
All right, Sheriff. Fan your men out. Spread them out by twos and have them keep within sight of each other.
Smothers, Carson, you do.
Yeah.
Keep your guns handy. Don't let them slip between you.
Keep along the ridge. When you're all lined across it, move forward at a walk. Check every bit of cover.
I'm ready now.
Good.
We're going ahead, Sheriff. If we pick up Seeley, we'll turn him back this way. Come on,
get him up, Scout.
You know, Jackson, you ain't a bad hombre. It's just too bad I gotta get rid of you.
I'll do it and get it over
now
with.
Now, keep your shirt on. We'll take care of you soon enough. But me and Manuel, we need two horses to get going. You only got one.
Your sidekick Manuel won't find horses.
Manuel's right-handed at horse stealing. He took your horse and he'll bring back two more. Oh, you'll get them. You see, Jackson, if we was to kill you without horses to make our getaway, we'd be plumb idiots. Now, wouldn't we?
You won't get away. Horses or no horses.
Yeah? There weren't no posse with you.
There will be.
Sure, but not until they miss you for a while.
There'll be a posse out as soon as the masked man gets to Cara Grande.
Masked man? What masked man?
A masked man and an Indian. I seen him this morning. They know who you are, even if I didn't.
That's the Lone Ranger. He's after me.
Huh? The masked fellow?
Yeah, the Lone Ranger. Now I... Who's that?
Scar! Oh, Scar!
Stop making that racket, you dumb coyote.
We hit for plenty of trouble, Scar. I got horses. But I see posse.
Keep talking, Manuel.
Big line of men, two by two. They ride the reins slow. Come up behind us.
A posse.
Wait, there's more. When I come back, my head is high enough to see the other way, too, over the cactus. I see posse. I look the other way also. Scar, I see two hombres on horse. One Indian, one white man.
They're right between them.
See, posse one side, Indian, white man other. White man, he ride big white horse. Plenty man, plenty horse.
There, I told you. That must be the Lone Ranger.
Shut up. Or you get a bullet here and now, no matter what.
Lone Ranger, eh?
Manuel.
See.
Put your bandana across this deputy's mouth so as he can't talk.
No, you ain't. Quick.
Your bandana before he bites my hand.
Yeah, see, I do it.
That does it. Put him on his horse. Now, we got on these other cayuses.
You got brain scar?
Maybe, Manuel. We're pretty well hidden in this mesquite clump. You see that posse's coming?
See, they no be very long. They come...
Listen.
Hear horses come this way. Slow.
Yeah. Now, here's what we're going to do, Manuel. We can't run from the posse because of the Lone Ranger.
See, the Lone Ranger, the Indian, they catch us too quick.
Yeah, that's the way I figure. The posse spread out. When the two members of the posse coming this way get into the mesquite, we rush them.
Oh, maybe they shoot
us. No. We'll keep Jackson in front of us for a shield. If we take him by surprise, we can hit him with the butts of our guns, savvy?
Maybe better we shoot them.
And let them know where we're at. Don't be loco. We hit them. Knock them kicking. Then we ride right back through Cara Grande.
Plenty smart scheme.
Sure, the town's empty. The posse won't see us. They'll be looking ahead. I reckon I'm plenty smart, huh?
Hey, they come now.
Yeah. Heading straight for us. Manuel, give Jackson's horse a slap on the side. Smack him. Now, right behind.
What in tarnation?
Jackson! It's Jackson!
Jackson! Look out, Marlon! Look out!
Nick! Get him, Manuel. Worked like a charm. Both of them with their faces flat on the ground. Grab Jackson's reins.
See, come along, Joe.
All right, Manuel. We head for Cara Grande. By the time these two are found, we'll be halfway there. Get up.
Get up.
Something's gone wrong, Tonto. You hear the men?
Where's Sheriff?
Tonto, look.
Two horse, no rider.
This mesquite patch here. That one's the sheriff's horse, Tonto.
Sheriff! Harkness, where are you?
Look there, Kimasabi.
On the ground. Quick, fire two shots. Call the men in.
Sheriff,
you all right?
I'm hard to get signal. Then come now.
Sheely, mister. Me and Marlon was...
Bother to explain, Sheriff. You've been struck on the head. I can see that. What about the other man, Tonto?
Him hit, too. But be all right soon.
They got Jackson. Seeley's backtracking towards...
We got the signal! What's up?
Hey, what happened to the sheriff?
Look at Marlon!
Ben, listen. Seeley has Jackson. He backtracked and headed for Cara Grande. Tonto, now try to head them off. Take care of the sheriff and Marlon. When the other men come in, start toward town. This way, Tonto. Come on, Silver.
Get him up, Scout.
Come on, Silver. Cover the ground. I'll Silver away!
I tell you, Manuel, we come trotting into Cara Grande and nobody even notices us.
We come in from behind jailhouse, Seely.
Sure, but that ain't the only reason. All the men folks is out hunting with that posse. Hunting us.
When we kill this deputy, huh?
Well, I figured it'd be right funny if we was to leave him right here next to this jailhouse, huh?
You're a smart feller, Seely.
Manuel, a fox ain't got nothing on me. All right, you pull up here, right alongside the calaboose. I'll get that maverick off his horse.
See. Car! Where do you want him, Scar?
Right there, next to the wall. He'll make a pretty good target in the setting sun.
Hombre, you move!
There. That's fine and dandy. Now, let me see. Can I hit that there badge shining on his vest? Ought to make a nice target.
Keep this gun missing. I'll pull this trigger.
What the woman?
I mean, every word. Keep your hands up, both of you. You, untie Randy.
Scar,
better do like she says, Manuel. She's got a tight grip on that trigger.
See, all right, I untie him.
When you get him untied, Randy and me's going to guard you. We're going to guard you till a posse comes back.
You are, huh? Well, lady, you're holding the gun. But that posse ain't shown up for quite a spell. Maybe me and Manuel, we got other ideas.
Faster, Silver, faster! And town up, Kent.
It's Cara Grande, Tonto. Can Scout go any faster?
Him do best, he must have it.
And Silver and I are going ahead. There isn't any time to lose. Come after me, Tonto.
You go like wind.
Come on, Silver. It's not far. We'll get there before sundown. Come on, Silver, old boy.
Now, hold your horses, Jackson. There ain't no need to put us in the cell.
I ain't taking no chances.
Open the cell door, Randy.
Good girl, Abby. You sure been cool as spring water. Now just stand aside so we can head these skunks to where they ought to go.
You ask for trouble, hombre.
Jackson, you want shooting to start with a girl around?
I don't figure you'll start nothing, Seely. When that posse gets here, you're going to be locked up. Now get.
Wait. Just stand still, Manuel.
Didn't you hear me? I said git.
What's the matter, deputy? We got you buffaloed?
I ain't never shot no man without giving them a chance to draw. I got your guns. You can't put up no fight. Now get into that cell.
That's the trouble with you honest gents. You got scruples about shooting people. Well, I ain't. Was I in your boots, Jackson, I'd pull that trigger.
Randy, watch out. They're edging towards you.
Get back, Sealy. Get back or I'll have to let daylight through you.
Now, Jackson, you wouldn't do nothing like that.
Randy, look out for Jim!
Jump him! Grab his gun before he gets up.
Take the guard's car.
All right. All right. Leave go him. I got his gun.
You threw that chair at him. You knocked him down. Randy, are you hurt? Are
now,
you all
right? Jackson, I'm going to show you what I'd do was I in your boots. I got your gun now, savvy?
Go ahead, you yellow skunk. Pull the trigger. I deserve it for being so soft-hearted.
Stop! Stop, you mother!
Drop that gun!
What the?
Drop it!
Oh!
You're not hurt.
The masked man. He shot the gun right out of Steely's hand.
Misty, you saved us. You saved our lives.
Jackson, you'll have to keep these two in your jail until I arrange to take them back with me. Will you do it?
Mister, I sure will.
Seely, you and your partner head into that cell.
Now, mister, you can't
March
come in here.
Pronto. Good. Now lock it, Jackson, and take the key.
Oh, Randy, they're locked up. They're both locked up.
Mister, wait, mister. Where are you going?
The posse is on its way here, Jackson. I'm going out to meet them.
You'll tell Paul we're all right?
Yes, Abby. I'll tell your father. I'll tell him his daughter and his future son-in-law are both all right. Now tell him I think Deputy Jackson will be a fine worker from now on.
Abby. Abby, did you hear him? Did you hear that? I guess I'm going to keep my deputy's badge. The Lone Ranger said so.
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.